Armored car companies transport money and also store it for banks and businesses that prefer someone else to carry the risk. The amounts involved are mouth-watering. That's why armored car depots are made as impregnable as possible. The security starts with alarm systems, surveillance cameras, and armed guards. And then there's the vault where the money is. The honey inside the hive that's supposed to be as safe as man's ingenuity can devise. On one night in September 1997, a gang took just 30 minutes to open the vault.
At least four men wearing ski masks and armed with shotguns and handguns forced their way into the Dunbar Armored Company depot.
It was done with precision and skill. The robbers made off with $18.9 million. No one was hurt and no incriminating evidence was left behind. None of the Dunbar employees inside at the time could identify the assailants, and there were no fingerprints. Even the video recorders of the surveillance system were taken. The only thing that was found that did not belong was a yellow plastic tail light that the police determined did not come from any of the Dunbar vehicles. As crime goes, it was nearly perfect.